Welcome to the Arabic pronunciation series. The goal of this series is to help you pronounce the special Arabic sounds that you're not used to in your mother tongue. So first, let's start by clearing up some misconceptions about Arabic pronunciation. If you think it is impossible to pronounce certain sounds in Arabic because you don't have those sounds in your mother tongue, you're wrong. The reason being that all human beings have the same articulators. Articulators are the body parts that all humans have, and they use them to make sounds and to speak. So you might be wondering, why can't I pronounce everything then? The reason being that articulators are basically muscles. You're good at the sounds of your mother tongue because you've been practicing since birth, and that's a lot of practice. When you go to the gym, can you lift a 50-pound dumbbell in day one? Possible. You need to practice gradually and regularly to get to your goal. What I'm going to try to do here in this series is to give you the how-tos of every trick for the sounds, and your job is to go to the gym. I mean practice. Learning a language is not difficult. It just asks a lot of perseverance. So you're saying that anyone can learn Arabic and speak it exactly like an Arab? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. And before we get started, there are a couple of words that we need to understand what they mean before we proceed, because we're going to be using these in the coming episodes. For example, labial sounds are sounds that are produced by the lips. Labiodental sounds are sounds that are produced by both the lips and the teeth. Interdental sounds are produced between the teeth, so from between your teeth. Alveolar sounds are the sounds produced from the bony ridge behind your teeth. Palate, or the palatal sounds, are sounds produced from the roof of your mouth. The velar sounds comes from the back of the mouth. Uvular sounds come from the end of the tongue. Pharyngeal sounds come from the throat. And last but not least are the glottal sounds. And it comes from the glottis. So we're going to be starting with the sounds that are produced by the glottis. That's the last part of your throat. So make sure you understand what these words mean before you proceed, because we're going to be talking and using these as we go forward. And remember to record your attempts, your sound, and send them to me on my Twitter account. I'll leave it in the description. And before we go, don't forget to subscribe, like, and share the video for other people to learn from it. Thanks for watching, and salam.